Edutainment Learning is powered by Academica Virtual Education and Collegia TV. For more information, visit www.edutainmentlearning.com.
How did I get started in music? I started playing when I was a baby, really. My parents started getting me, my grandmama played piano in church, sang in church and played guitar, started playing guitar when I was in middle school, and was crazy enough to move to Los Angeles to study guitar, and then figured out that I wanted to become a songwriter. And luck would have it that I started working with one of the greatest writers on the planet, and things just kind of elevated one thing after another. Once I learned how to kind of write songs, I just kept finding more and more opportunities that got bigger and bigger, and started working with bigger artists, and my own music started getting better. I ended up meeting the guy that kind of changed my life was a gentleman by the name of Max Martin, who's this monster producer who has produced everything from Britney Spears to Adele to crazy enough a record that I've gotten to work on. And that opened up the entire world for me. So everybody at that point was like, this guy is somewhat legitimate as a musician. And that's a quick jump into how I got started in music, and still am. Actually, I'm on a way to a rehearsal this morning for a show that I've got this weekend.
That's great. That's great. Maybe we can have you come back to perform maybe this spring or something like that for the kids. But and you guys check out.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I got a guitar in the back of the car. I could almost pull that out and play it for you guys if we need to. It just won't be a really great performance.
We don't want to overdo it. So you guys check out. He has a Little Line of Liar has a collaboration with Martin Garrix, the DJ, that they just released called Smile. It's a really good, you can check it out on like Spotify and iTunes and YouTube. But we're going to jump right into some student questions. Is that okay?
Yeah, 100%.
All right. This question, it comes from Spain. This is Enrique. Enrique, you can ask your question.
Hi, I am Enrique, and I play the guitar. And I have the question that when do you start to interest in music?
Enrique, when I started, man, I have honestly, Enrique, been fascinated with music since I can remember. When I was as small as enough, old enough to get on a swing set and swing, I was singing songs. So that was like 4 or 5 years old. And I've just never, ever stopped absolutely loving music. It's always been one of those things that have been something that I am incredibly passionate about, and it just has never left me. Do you feel the same way, Enrique?
Oh, yeah. He's got a thumbs up there. He plays guitar as well. So do you have any advice for Enrique?
Right on.
Starts his musical career?
If your career, Enrique, start writing songs every day. Like if you're learning a new chord or a sequence of chords, take those chords and write a song around it. It could be, and honestly, try to write the worst song that you possibly ever could. Make fun of it. Like have a good time when you're in there. Like make things silly, make it fun. I mean, of course, take it serious because it's in your heart. But like, why, the best way to learn how to play your instrument in the way that you play it, as a individual person, someone who's inspired by music in their own personal way, write a song. It'll help you understand the technique and the music that you want. And it'll also provide a path for you to see like, oh, I need to work on that as a guitar player. That's something that's not within my reach, but I can hear it in my head. And it's the greatest insight there is to becoming a better musician.
Great advice. We have a question from Gabriel in France. Gabriel, go ahead and unmute. You had a pretty good question, my friend.
What's your favorite band?
Outside of Carolina Liar,
my favorite band, man, my favorite bands switch all the time. Like right now, my son and I are listening to Tyler, the Creator, and a lot of the Odd Future stuff, and a lot of Outkast records, believe it or not. I mean, I love Radiohead at one point in time. There's honestly no, I bet if you came up with a band and asked, like I went and saw the French band Air a couple weeks ago, and at one point in time Air was one of my favorite bands. Like all those French bands were like something that I was really pulling a lot of inspiration from. So to be honest, the real honest answer is, like, I'm kind of maybe disloyal in the way that I like everything, because I honestly do. There will be times that I'll listen to the weirdest country music under some, like, the oldest, weirdest, like, Appalachian white, like, kind of cornbread saying things, because sometimes, I don't know, sonically that stuff is just inspirational. And it's interesting because working with DJs, like, I love the Martin Garrix stuff. I love a lot of what the DJ world is doing right now too. And they don't have any rules when it comes to DJs. And so sometimes they'll play something that is a sample from something that doesn't really add up in electronic world, but you'll want to go and study, like, bluegrass players to bring that influence into a DJ track. So then all of a sudden you find yourself, oh, I like loving some of the, you know, some of the players from that world. So that's a real long answer for what my favorite band is. So hope that isn't too confusing.
I think that you pushing on you know, I like the French band, like Phoenix. That's one of my favorite bands.
But Phoenix is incredible. Yeah.
And those guys with the connection with the Daft Punk and stuff like that. I actually had to do a double take when you guys announced the release with the Martin Garrix thing. I was like, wow, how are they going to do this? But I mean, it meshed so well.
Right.
Beautiful job.
Yeah, it was really interesting. And that was all Martin, you know, that was not anything. He called me one day, like, I was in the middle of being way far away from the studio, and he just called, him and some of the people that he works with, called out of nowhere, and we're like, hey, you know, can we want to talk to you later today? And it's like, yeah, okay. And I thought they wanted to just do a Zoom conversation, like, to catch up. And I, like, at 11 o'clock that morning, Martin calls me and he's like, hey, are you in the studio already? And I was like, what are you talking about? And they were like, no, we're in Hollywood, we want you in the studio today. I was like, well, I'm 2 hours away, let me just pack a bag and I'll drive up. I'll come and see what you guys want to do. I didn't even ask questions. It was like, let's just, if Martin has, that guy is such a musical kind of genius in that way. He had a vision for something that he wanted to try. And I just was receptive to it. I didn't ask any questions. It's like, okay, man, if you're hearing it, I'm going to give you everything I can to make your vision real. So it turned out to be a whole lot more fun than I had planned on.
The video is fun too. I mean, selfishly, because I'm in Las Vegas, so getting to see my hometown was neat. We have a question from Geronimo in Europe. Geronimo, you had an awesome question, my friend. Go ahead and ask.
Yes, I would like to ask you, how much instruments do you actually now play?
Geronimo, how many instruments do I play? Honestly, to be like, as a musician, I think something that generally happens, you have a curiosity that forces you to be a musician. You hear things and you're like, okay, I'm interested in that thing. So to be honest, I play just about everything I can get my hands on. If somebody were to give me an oboe, I would probably sit down with it for like a week or two and see what kind of music I could get out of it, and not go at it as like, because I'm just, it's so old at this point, I wouldn't go at playing that instrument to be a classical oboist, but I would definitely investigate what sort of music there would be in it. So at the moment, if you give me an instrument, I'm going to try and figure out how to play it and make something out of it, because there's definitely something in it that will be inspirational. So at the moment, I play everything I can get my hands on. I have a cello at home that I've never studied how to play. I figured out how to tune it and started using it, writing songs on it. But by no means am I a cello player. No way. I play mandolin, I play banjo, drums, keyboards, pianos, bass guitar, the thumb instruments. I heard like an Earth, Wind, and Fire. I don't even know the right name for it. Clarinet, played around with that for a minute, trombone. French horn, I've tried a couple of times. That failed miserably, but there was something fun in it. So yeah, like anything I can get my hands on, I try to play it. Hope that answers your question, Geronimo.
No, absolutely, it does. A lot of the kids, they want to know, have you been classically trained anywhere, or did you just kind of teach yourself?
Classically, well, You know, there was some classical lessons with piano and some formal training with guitar, for sure, like learning how to sight read. There was some classical vocal training, too. Not at first. I mean, I come from the school of really taking the approach of just learning how to just play first, the same way you are as a child. Like, you don't pick up a book to learn how to run. And you don't pick up a book to teach yourself how to play in the mud. For me, it's always just you find something that's inspirational and you try and figure it out first. And then if the fascination lasts longer, as long as you don't give yourself bad habits, you find a teacher that can, you know, guide you through it. But I think classical training is really important. But first off, find something that you love in the instruments. Like, do that first. Make some noise. Play things wrong. We just don't live in that world of classical influence the same way at first. Because I have a friend, she teaches at Juilliard, and she tries to come back to that so often. She's a classically trained violinist, and she so often will pick up new computer programs, like a new DAW, and use it as an instrument. Because she doesn't know how to use it and approach it in a new, fresh way without any instruction at all. Just like, how can I figure this out to make the music that I want to make? And a lot of times that's how you discover, at least for the people that I've worked with who have been successful in the music business, those are the guys that discover things that are new by sometimes using things that weren't intentionally made to be used in a classical sense.
That's great. I mean, it's almost like inventing versus innovating, taking something
yeah,
just twisting it. That's brilliant. We know you're strapped for time. We have a lot of kids where it's super late where they're at. So we're going to get a couple more questions.
Oh, yeah.
So we have Alicia in France. Alicia, you had an awesome question. Go ahead and ask.
Hello. I wanted to ask how did your passion for music, how it has evolved over time?
Oh, Alicia, yeah, that's a really good question. My passion for music, you know what's really crazy about like what is passionate for music for me was there have been times in my life where, you know, like making a living, actually earning what money-wise for music wasn't coming through. And so I tried to leave it. There have been times I've tried to come back and do like, you know, regular jobs, 9-to-5 jobs. And the thing about the music is it as I've gotten older, I've seen the purpose that it plays, not just for me, but for other people. And somebody, I saw this the other day. It was a really beautiful story how someone explained, this is very like, it's an outside kind of thought, but fruit trees, right? You think about a fruit tree. Most of the time, the fruit tree doesn't understand that the fruit it gives away, it serves no purpose for the fruit tree, but for all the people around it, it nurtures them and it has its own purpose that the fruit tree has no insight to. And that really hit me in such a profound way. It was like, wait, when you're passionate about music, you don't really control the outcome and how it affects other people, but your purpose and passion for it to create more and to give away, it becomes so overwhelming. You have to do it. It never, ever stops. And for me, yeah, I can never turn this thing off. It's going to always be there. There will always be music in my head there. Seeing younger people discover music and find fascination in things and me watching people find the spark in music has made me more passionate about it. And I thought that I would get old and, you know, tired of it. But the stuff that's coming from younger people is so absolutely inspirational. What you guys are doing with music and taking what mattered to me and then elevating it to a new level, seeing how young people are really valuing music again. And it becomes such a huge part in their lives, like buying vinyl records, looking to, you know, discovering all these artists. My son and his friends, they bring artists to me all the time, and I am just grateful for it. So what you guys are doing, and where you just keep following your passion, and I promise it will continue to grow. It will never abandon you.
Great advice. We'll go with two more student questions. Is that all right before we let you go?
Yeah, of course, man.
All right, Dahlia, in Spain, Dahlia, go ahead and ask. You had an awesome question.
Okay, so as a musician and a songwriter, what is the best thing that inspires you to write such good songs?
Man, Dahlia, that's a good one. Honestly, this is gonna sound like a silly answer, but it's kind of the things that are in the moment, being aware, just being honest and aware that of what's going on within you. The thing about, I think, the greatest musicians that I've come to meet and get to be around and kind of share space with, they're genuine. They're genuinely in the moment that they are. And some even the most poppiest writers, somebody that we might not necessarily take so serious, but those people who write these super great songs are being 100% who they are. They just live in the moment. And that moment, they might want to write a song about coffee. And that song, like, they love coffee at that moment, and they can express it in a way that nobody else can. And that's what makes it special. So whatever is like inspirational to you that you can honestly put out there and share with people, that's going to be your best bet for songwriting. I worked for this writer named Diane Warren, when I first moved to Hollywood, and she writes some of the greatest love songs that we have ever had on this planet. And she's a really silly lady in the way that you would never expect her to write love songs, but that is so deeply ingrained in who she is in her heart, and she'll deny it. But when she writes about it, and she watches people, and she like observes how people are in love, and these stories in the moment that she's in, she can tell stories that are honest, that relate to millions of people, and they matter. They become songs that people get married to, and people fall in love with, or people find ways to talk about hard subjects with other people because they can relate, and they don't know how to use the words, the language, the right way. So that, Dahlia, being in that moment, if you can just be in the moment and write from where you are and where your heart is at, that's the best advice I could ever give for songwriters.
What would you say is like, this is from myself. What was your favorite song that you've ever written?
It's weird. Like, it's California Bound for me. Only because it was the first song that I wrote that really, like, it was a whole different song. It's a really simple song, but everything about it was this progression story. And the thing about it was, I had that line, people had written songs around the word California Bound, but I had it in my mind for years, from probably 1996 until 2008. That thought was there, like this journey that I had from moving from South Carolina to California. That song was every single ounce of what was going on in my head. And by writing that song, it opened up all kinds of things. And it's not necessarily like the greatest song that I've written, but for me, the emotional part of it and the learning that that song gave me was honestly the best thing that I ever wrote.
That is a huge jump from the
Yeah.
Carolinas to California.
It was huge, man. I'd never been on an airplane. I'd never lived by myself. I didn't know anybody in California. I was completely alone, but I knew I had to do it. There was no way to get around not leaving everything, because I knew there was a better life for me, and the only way I could provide it for myself was leaving everything.
That is a wild jump. We got with our final student question is Arnau, who's a fellow musician. Arnau, go ahead and ask your question.
Okay, so hi, Chad. First of all,
Hey,
a few
Arnau.
years ago, I went to Sweden, to Stockholm. I love it. It's an amazing city.
Amazing,
And
right?
so here's my question. I play the electric guitar. I'm learning how to play it, and I'm not able to compose a song. I tried, but the notes or this the accords, it doesn't feel well. What would you recommend me?
Okay, so Arno, do you know how to play like a 12-bar blues? Like, say, play an E chord to an A, back to an E chord to a B?
No.
Okay, so here's even something simpler. What do you know how to play on the guitar? What's your favorite thing to play on it right now?
Well, I'm learning some songs. Now I'm learning one that I love it, that it's I don't remember the name, from Kiss. What was the name? I don't remember. Rock and Roll All Night, and I love
Oh,
the
okay,
song how to
dude.
play. I'm
Yeah,
learning
okay.
like the start, but
Wanna rock? I said, right. So that one's like, I wanna rock and roll all night and party every day. Ba da 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 da. So take the chord, just as an example, just take one chord out of that song, and just write like, what did you have for breakfast this morning?
I don't remember.
Yeah,
I
but
don't
it's, I
remember.
know it's silly, but this is like one of those things. Like, take that
Some
moment and
biscuits. Some biscuits.
yeah, there you go, man. Take the chord. What does that thing start? It's probably like a big E chord in the beginning
Yeah.
of Rock and Roll All Night. And just write something along that line. Use a little bit of the inspiration of Kiss. Like, those biscuits were the greatest biscuits you ever had in your life. Like, at that moment, like, take that enthusiasm from that and write about biscuits. I know it's silly. It is silly. There is no way around it. But what you can do is you got to just kind of shed your skin about what you're writing at first. Don't look for the most important things or the most profound things. Just start writing. Open your body up, open your mind, allow yourself to be free. Find that freedom in there that gives you the permission to write and sing about whatever you need to, and it'll open up. If you write about breakfast, if you write about just tying your shoelace, just simple, simple stuff. Don't look for like the parts of a flower. Just sit down, one chord, if that's all you got, and you really feel the need to write, use that one chord. Like, come up with the simplest melody. Maybe it's just a one note thing. Like, there is a song called a one note songbook, and that one note is enough to start everything, you know?
Great advice.
Perfect. So thanks, chat.
Yes, sir. Of course, man. If you guys ever have any more things, you can always reach me out. Like, just send me some questions, like whatever we need. Like, I'll follow up on anything that you guys have. Because I honestly, if you guys are taking this thing serious with the writing and stuff, I'd love to be able to help in any way that I possibly can.
Well, absolutely. We actually have a song contest for all the kids around the world that maybe we could have
Yeah.
you the judge.
Dude, I would love to. Are you kidding? I would take advice from like all the people that I write with and work with. Like, yeah, man. Let's
Yeah.
go.
Well, I'll definitely reach out. Maybe we can get you and the band maybe to perform Smile maybe
Oh,
after the
yeah.
rehearsal. That would
Why
be
not?
tremendous.
Why do this? Because since I'm driving into that rehearsal, I'll videotape what I'm working on with Smile this
Yeah.
morning, and show you guys like this. Because I'm doing it without Martin Garrix, it's just me and a drummer, and it's not necessarily anything great. It's just one of those things where we're sitting in a room, like we're gonna make some noise and try to make the song the best that we can, and just to show you guys, like just to be vulnerable in my own practice space, like what you got to do. And not to take it too serious. Serious enough to show up and do the work, but also like, well, this is the best it's going to get right this moment, and we're going to do everything we can. So yeah, I'll videotape and send that back to you guys so you guys can see
Yeah,
it.
that'll be great. You text or email or something like that. I'll send you all the information and we'll put it in
Okay.
there. So I always ask this of all of our guests, regardless of who they are. This is our final question. So what kind of advice would you have for these kids as they go off trying to blaze their own trail in life?
The best advice I can give you guys from somebody who's messed up a lot of things and like screwed some things up is to be yourselves. Do everything, like be kind to everybody around you. You don't become too egotistical, but ultimately just allow yourself to be who you are and love yourself for being that person. I know it sounds like some really simple advice, but if you do that and you guys are pursuing songwriting, the mental capacity that it takes to pursue this career is really hard. Love yourself for doing it. And pursue it with everything you have. Like, allow yourself to absolutely love yourself for loving music. Don't judge it. Don't allow other people to come in and be like, oh, it's a waste of time or this or that. It's not. I promise. There are people your music might touch that you never you never have any idea how far music can actually reach sometimes, and what, you know, one person hearing your song or hearing something that you have to say through music might inspire. The ripple effects are huge. So just love yourself and keep writing, and just follow your passion as much as you possibly can.
Brilliant advice, brilliant advice. And we can't thank you enough. I know we had a lot of questions still in the back, so maybe we can have you back again. But
yeah,
we want to say thank you. Before I end the meeting for all, traditionally I allow everyone to unmute, and you know, I'll embed the recording that you said you're going to send. So can we all say thank you to Chad Wolf for taking the time to speak to us
thank
today?
Thank you so much.